Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. An arrest in a fatal car accident in the University Heights section of the Bronx this morning. Police say a BMW and Nissan Rogue collided just after 4 a.m. underneath the number 4 train station at Jerome Avenue and East Fordham Road. BMW struck a column of the train line. The 23-year-old driver of the BMW and a male passenger were killed. Three people in the Nissan were hurt and are hospitalized in stable condition. At last word, authorities say the driver of the Nissan Rogue, 36-year-old Jamie Winston, was charged with driving while intoxicated and driving with ability impaired by alcohol. It sounds like that old infamous headline from The Post, or at least alludes to it. Police responding to a 911 call last night near Howard Beach, Queens, and found the dead body of a man floating along the Jamaica Bay shoreline. Sources say the body was missing its head. The name of the person has yet to be released, pending proper identification and notification of family, and the entire situation is under investigation. If there is one place in our area that you don't want to be this weekend, that would be the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, the beloved BQE, as we've been alluding to in our traffic reports all day. Eastbound side, Queensbound, is now completely closed for repairs between Atlantic Avenue and Sand Street until Monday at 4 a.m.
The repairs are much needed. You know, I am grateful that they're finally getting this fixed.
That driver perhaps offering a much more big picture and sanguine approach to the traffic than most drivers, I would assume. There are a slew of ramp closures. And for the latest information, you keep it here at 1010 Winds for traffic and transit. Also go to our website, 1010winds.com. A city sanitation worker allegedly left his 7-year-old daughter asleep in the backseat of his car as he ran into a Chipotle in Co-op City. When he got out, the car and the kid were gone. He frantically called 911 to report the car stolen, but then found out the car had been towed for being illegally parked. Because of the tinted windows, the tow truck operator did not see the sleeping child. 48-year-old Trent Washington has been arrested and is charged with endangering the welfare of a child. A woman who was pushed down a set of stairs recently at a church in Queens is said to be progressing. Police say 68-year-old Irene Taliamburis was pushed, punched, and robbed outside the St. Demetrios Church last Sunday. She suffered a fractured skull. This is the victim's relative.
She's really just an amazing woman. Anything I would need, she would be there.
The suspect is a 16-year-old. Police say he was arrested 3 times prior to the attack at the church. City Schools Chancellor David Banks will testify next month before a congressional committee on how the district is handling anti-Semitism. This is the same committee that previously questioned some college presidents back in the month of December on how they handled protests, how they handled anti-Semitism and protests over the war between Israel and Hamas. This will be the first time that a public school districts will be the focus of these hearings. Banks says at least 2 other districts were asked to attend the hearing scheduled for May 8th. Sources say Governor Hochul and state lawmakers have struck a preliminary deal in housing. It would allow tenants in many market rate units in the city to challenge hikes of more than 10% in housing court. It would also lift a decades-old state law that caps the density of buildings in Manhattan, which could provide new affordable housing. It would speed up the conversion of empty office buildings into housing, but the Legal Aid Society says the package is a blank check to the real estate industry, and Legal Aid called it a raw deal for New Yorkers facing housing insecurity. Ellen Davidson is a staff attorney with Legal Aid.
There is no state that will protect less tenants, and the way it's currently being described, it will be almost impossible for tenants to access the rights under this law.
The deal would also clear a major hurdle for a budget that's nearly 2 weeks late. The landmark known as The Vessel in Hudson Yards is scheduled to reopen.
The Vessel at Hudson Yards reportedly will look a little different when it reopens later this year. In a published statement, the developer has said floor-to-ceiling steel mesh will be installed. Allison works in the area and thinks it's a good idea.
I would rather see it open with mesh than, like, not, you know. And if it spoils it, they could come up with another solution.
The Vessel is considered an interactive artwork. It first opened in 2019 and then closed in 2021 after several people died there by suicide. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at Hudson Yards.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.